Seattle has an international reputation for art in public places, things like the Fremont Troll, Hammering Man, the Dance Steps on Broadway, just to name a few. And now a citizens group wants to put art on the grain silos at Pier 86. KUOW's Marcy Silman reports.
Betty Winfield lives in Belltown, just a couple of blocks from the Olympic Sculpture Park. One sunny day, she decided to take a walk.
And as I looked out at the water and the mountains, I thought, wow.
But then Winfield noticed the big white cement grain silos at the base of Magnolia.
And I thought, you know, we can do better than this.
These silos are visible from the ferries, from Magnolia and Queen Anne, and from the path at the sculpture park where Betty Winfield walks every day. And that's where she had a brainstorm about the silos.
That could be art, too. It could be as much of an icon that you take people to as the Troll in Fremont. You know, it could be wonderful.
Winfield didn't have a specific idea for the type of art. She just wanted to beautify the silos. So about 2 years ago, she took her idea to the Port of Seattle. The port owns the silos. It rents them to a grain exporter. Port commissioners were willing to explore the idea of public art on their property, but they did have one concern, according to spokesman Peter McGraw.
We want to make sure that there is no impact on our tenant. That's, I think, the port's priority here, is that, you know, especially when we've got a long-term tenant that has been there, we want to determine that this isn't going to have any impact on the way they do business.
The Port Commission gave Winfield its blessing to pursue a feasibility study. And now this project dominates Betty Winfield's life. It's not exactly what she expected in her retirement.
I thought I'd be sitting around and having 2-hour breakfasts and reading the papers.
If Betty Winfield's dream comes true, one day you might see art on the big white Pier 86 grain silos. I'm Marcy Silman, KUOW News.